From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says he was humbled and surprised to learn that he had won this year's Nobel Peace Prize.
This award is not simply about the efforts of my administration. It's about the courageous efforts of people around the world.
The surprise choice was criticized by some, including Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, who asked what Mr. Obama has actually accomplished. But U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Mr. Obama deserves the honor.
President Obama embodies the new spirit of dialogue and engagement on the world's biggest problems, climate change, nuclear disarmament, and a wide range of peace and security challenges.
Ban says the Peace Prize is great news for the people of the United States and for the United Nations. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is heading overseas to discuss a range of foreign policy issues. Her first stop is aimed at supporting Armenia and Turkey as they try to get their historic grievances. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Secretary Clinton is to join several of her European counterparts in Zurich to attend a ceremony where Armenia and Turkey are to sign accords to normalize ties. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says it will be a significant moment that the secretary wanted to witness.
To see these two countries advance to where relations can be normalized, borders can be opened, that's a significant step by both those countries. It's been supported throughout the process by the United States.
Clinton's visit is meant to reinforce that support for the protocols, which still must be ratified by parliaments in both countries. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The father of an Afghan immigrant accused of plotting an attack against New York City has pleaded not guilty to lying to federal investigators. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
53-year-old Mohammad Zazi has been charged with making false statements to federal agents in connection with an investigation into his son. Najibullah Zazi is the Denver shuttle bus driver who investigators say is a key suspect in an alleged plot to bomb transportation targets in New York City. Prosecutors say the elder Zazi told the FBI he hadn't warned his son in a phone call that he might be under surveillance. The FBI says it has proof that Zazi did indeed warn his son. They'd been monitoring calls on the younger Zazi's phone. Najibullah Zazi has been charged with conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction against U.S. targets. Investigators allege he's behind one of the most serious terrorist threats in this country since the 9/11 attacks. Najibullah Zazi has pleaded not guilty. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 78 points, closing at 9,864. The Nasdaq Composite Index gained 15 points to close at 2139. This is NPR News. The United States ambassador to Mexico toured the southern border this week for the first time since his appointment in August. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports from El Paso.
Speaking to a group of binational civic leaders at the University of Texas at El Paso, U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Carlos Pascual emphasized community strengthening as the primary means of combating violence in Mexico.
If there's been a breakthrough in communities and societies anywhere in the world in combating violence, a key factor has been to build enough confidence in those communities so that those communities are the ones that are taking the lead in denouncing those involved in organized crime.
Other priorities Pascual listed were to pursue comprehensive immigration reform, improving upon Mexico's judicial reconstruction, and promoting economic competitiveness with the United States. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.
Arizona authorities are investigating the deaths of two people and injuries to 19 others who visited a sauna-like sweat lodge near the city of Sedona. Police say all 21 became ill after spending 2 hours at the Angel Valley Retreat Center, where they sought spiritual cleansing. Authorities say they're looking into whether any of them had pre-existing conditions. Sweater medicine lodges have traditionally been used in ceremonies by some Native American cultures. Again in stocks, the Dow Industrials rose 78 points to close at 9864. The Nasdaq gained 15 points to close at 2139. And the S&P 500 was up 6 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.